Obama's fabrications, both in his autobiography and in his Selma speech, hide what was most likely the reality, especially when we recall Saeed Obama's recollections that the Obama family in Kenya were supporters of Amboya, also a Luo tribe member. Barack Obama's African family most likely used Luo tribal influence to make sure Obama Sr. was one of the privileged few who got on the 1959 airlift to the United States for schooling. If Obama owes his life to any politician, it is to Tom Amboya, not to John Kennedy or Martin Luther King. We learn more from the Kenyan journalist Philip Ochieng, who knew Obama Sr., in an essay he published in Africa in 2004, when Obama Jr. was running for the U.S. Senate. Ochieng sought to describe how Obama Jr., when first visiting the home squared of his father's native village during his 1992 trip to Africa, was confronted with the perplexing accusation, "You're lost." The expression comes from the Luo verb lol, which Ochieng explained means to disappear or be away for a long time without an explanation. Simply by being born and growing up in America, Barack Jr. had never been a Luo. He had lol. From there, Ochieng argued Obama Sr. had lost his way by marrying a white woman, Barack Jr.'s mother. Ochieng confessed he shared this plight. For decades, he was estranged from his daughter, who was born of a white woman who left him while Ochieng was in the United States studying. Obama Sr. left Anne, Obama Jr.'s mother, almost as soon as Jr. was born, he continued. Jr. met with Sr. only once when he was 12. Sr. visited him in Honolulu, Hawaii, where Jr. was growing up under the care of his white grandmother and grandfather. They never saw each other again. "Because I recognize myself in it," Ochieng admitted, "this is the most moving theme in Barack Obama's book, the scar that this fact left in Jr.'s mind, the enduring crisis of identity that will not go away." Ochieng extended the analysis to a crisis he posited that all Black people, no matter where they are, really live in two worlds and therefore have an identity crisis. "One might even say they live in no world," he continued. "Even in our native Africa, walal, we are lost. We stopped being African. We started to think like Europeans, but we never became Europeans either. We became ghosts, flitting into and out of European imagination."